rise of women quietly quitting their marriages, an increasing number of women over 40 are emotionally and physically detaching from their husbands, rather than pursuing divorce, a phenomenon informally referred to as quiet quitting a marriage or subconscious uncoupling. Unlike the divorce surge of the 1980s, current midlife women often stay in dissatisfying marriages due to convenience, financial stability, social expectations, or sheer exhaustion. Even as the U.S. divorce rate among older adults has stabilized at around 10 divorces per 1,000 married women over 50, these women create emotional distance, sleeping apart, avoiding shared activities, withdrawing intimacy and often redirect energy toward work, fitness, friendships, or creative pursuits. Some find empowerment in redefining their marriages with open arrangements or a-partnerships, where spouses live apart but remain married. Others remain in silent disconnection, waiting for children to leave home before considering separation. Workshops, therapy groups, and support communities now provide spaces for women to process their ambivalence, anger, and desire for independence. About 65% of women in such groups eventually leave their marriages. Experts note that many husbands remain passive or oblivious to their wives' withdrawal, often perceiving complaints as background noise until divorce or a separation becomes inevitable. Psychologists argue that this pattern is not new, but today's women have a shared language and cultural awareness of quiet quitting. Unlike past generations who suffered in silence, social anthropologists and therapists emphasize that long-term partnerships are naturally prone to emotional desensitization and redefining relational expectations through detachment, renegotiation, or candid communication is often the only sustainable path. Underlying this trend is a broader midlife reckoning. Women balancing aging, career demands, and personal fulfillment increasingly question the endurance model of traditional marriage. Quiet quitting offers temporary relief, but experts caution that living two separate internal lives, one at home, one outside, can exact steep emotional and even physical costs if left unresolved. Ultimately, the article suggests that frank communication and intentional redefinition of marital roles may be the only alternative to either a silent resignation or eventual rupture.